Chapter 19. Harry Seldon was not having a good day. He had not heard from Raish since his first communique. He had no idea what was happening. Aside from his natural concern for Raish's safety, surely he would hear if something really bad had happened, there was his uneasiness over what might be planned. It would have to be subtle. A direct attack on the palace itself was totally out of the question. Security there was far too tight. But if so, what else could be planned that would be sufficiently effective? The whole thing was keeping him awake at night and distracted by day. The signal light flashed. "A First Minister, your 2 o'clock appointment, sir." "What 2 o'clock appointment is this?"
"Mandel Gruber, the gardener. He has the necessary certification."
Seldon remembered.
"Yes, send him in."
This was no time to see Gruber, but he had agreed to it in a moment of weakness. The man had seemed distraught. A First Minister should not have had such moments of weakness, but Seldon had been Seldon long before he had become First Minister.
"Come in, Gruber," he said kindly.
And Gruber stood before him, head ducking mechanically, eyes darting this way and that. Seldon was quite certain the gardener had never been in any room as magnificent as this one, and he had the bitter urge to say, "Do you like it? Please take it. I don't want it." But he only said, "What is it, Gruber? Why are you so unhappy?" There was no immediate answer. Gruber merely smiled vacantly. Seldon said, "Sit down, man. Right there in that chair." "Ah, no, First Minister. It would not be fitting. I'll get it dirty."
"If you do, it will be easy to clean. Do as I say."
"Good. Now just sit there a minute or two and gather your thoughts. Then when you are ready, tell me what's the matter." Gruber sat silent for a moment. Then the words came out in a panting rush.
"First Minister, it is Chief Gardener I am to be. The Blessed Emperor himself told me so."
"Yes, I've heard of that. But that surely isn't what's troubling you. Your new post is a matter of congratulations, and I do congratulate you. I may even have contributed to it, Gruber. I have never forgotten your bravery at the time I was nearly killed, and you can be sure I mentioned it to His Imperial Majesty. It is a suitable reward, Gruber, and you would deserve the promotion in any case, for it is quite clear from your record that you are fully qualified for the post. So, now that that's out of the way, tell me what is troubling you."
"First Minister, it is the very post and promotion that's troubling me. It's something I cannot manage, for I am not qualified."
"We are convinced you are." Gruber grew agitated.
"And is it in an office I will have to sit? I can't sit in an office. I could not go out in the open air and work with the plants and animals.
I would be in prison, First Minister." Seldon's eyes opened wide. "No such thing, Gruber. You needn't stay in the office longer than you have to. You can wander around the grounds freely, supervising everything. You will have all the outdoors you want, and you will merely spare yourself the hard work."
"But I want the hard work, First Minister, and it's no chance at all that will let me come out of the office. I watched the present Chief Gardener. He couldn't leave his office, though he wanted to, ever so. There is too much administration, too much bookkeeping. Sure, if he wants to know what's going on, we must go to his office to tell him. He watches things on holovision," he said with infinite contempt, "as though you can tell anything about growing living things from pictures. It's not for me, First Minister."
"Come on, Gruber, be a man. It's not all that bad. You'll get used to it. You'll work your way in slowly." Gruber shook his head.
"First off, at the very first, I'll have to deal with all the new gardeners. I'll be buried."
Then, with sudden energy, "It is a job I do not want and must not have, First Minister."
"Right now, Gruber, perhaps you don't want the job, but you are not alone. I'll tell you that right now I wish I were not First Minister. This job is too much for me. I even have a notion that there are times when the Emperor himself is tired of his imperial robes. We're all in this galaxy to do our work, and the work isn't always pleasant."
"I understand that, First Minister, but the Emperor must be Emperor, for he were born to that, and you must be First Minister, for there is no one else who can do the job. But in my case, it's just Chief Gardener we are ruminating upon. There are 50 gardeners in the place who could do it as well as I could, and who wouldn't mind the office. You say that you spoke to the Emperor about how I try to help you. Can't you speak to him again and explain that if he wants to really reward me for what I did, he can leave me as I am?"
Selden leaned back in his chair and said solemnly, "Gruber, I would do that for you if I could, but I must explain something to you, and I can only hope that you will understand it. The Emperor, in theory, is absolute ruler of the Empire. In actual fact, there is very little he can do. I run the Empire right now much more than he does, and there is very little I can do, too. There are millions and billions of people at all levels of government, all making decisions, all making mistakes, some acting wisely and heroically, some acting foolishly and thievishly. There's no controlling them. Do you understand me, Gruber?"
"I do, but what is that to do with my case?"
"Because there is only one place where the Emperor is really absolute ruler, and that is over the imperial grounds. Here his word is law, and the layers of officials beneath him are few enough for him to handle. For him to be asked to rescind a decision he has made in connection with the imperial palace grounds would be to invade the only area that he would consider inviolate. If I were to say, 'Take back your decision on Gruber, your imperial majesty,' he'd be much more likely to relieve me of my duties than to take back his decision. That might be a good thing for me, but it wouldn't help you any." Gruber said, "Does that mean there's no way things can be changed?"
"That's exactly what it means.
But don't worry, Gruber. I'll help you all I can. I'm sorry. But now I have really spent all the time with you that I'm able to spare." Gruber rose to his feet. In his hands he twisted his green gardening cap. There was more than a suspicion of tears in his eyes.
"Thank you, First Minister. I know you'd like to help. You're a good man, First Minister."
He turned and left, sorrowing. Selden looked after him thoughtfully and shook his head. "Multiply Gruber's woes by a quadrillion, and you would have the woes of all the people of the 25 million worlds of the Empire. And how was he, Selden, to work out salvation for all of them, when he was helpless to solve the problem of one single man who had come to him for help? Psycho-history could not save one man. Could it save a quadrillion?" He shook his head again, checked the nature and time of his next appointment, and then suddenly stiffened. He shouted into his communications wire in sudden, wild abandon, quite unlike his usual strict control, "Get that gardener back! Get him back here right now!"